The first passage to share is from Isaiah 37. And this passage, King Hezekiah was surrounded, and the army was about to invade, and the Lord spoke to him through Isaiah, saying that he would rescue them, he will save them. But he says this will be the sign for you, O Hezekiah. This year you will eat what grows by itself, and the second year what springs from that. But in the third year, sow and reap, plant vineyards and eat their fruit. Once more, a remnant of the house of Judah will take root below and bear fruit above. For out of Jerusalem will come a remnant, and out of Mount Zion a band of survivors. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. So the Lord said that he would rescue them, and there would be good fruit, but just not yet. And Lord says, there will be difficulties before you get to that point. And I felt the Lord saying that, I was just thinking, the things we hope for, the things we pray for, all the good things we pray day in and day out, where there is no fruit yet. And I feel the Lord asking us a call to hope. Hope is not a feeling. Hope is a decision. A decision that one day, 3 years down the line, how big that period will be, there will be fruit. And it's hard to keep going when we are on that first year, when the Lord says, you know, this is it at the moment, this is where I call you to be, and to trust that, you know, things will get better. And I was reminded of the passage from Lamentation 3 that says, yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed. For his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I say to myself, the Lord is my portion. Therefore I will wait for him. The Lord is good to those who hope is in him, to the one who seeks him. So a word of encouragement, wherever you are in this waiting for that fruit, to hold on to that hope and to choose for it. Amen.